Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Did you see the Falcons fan that said he was going to quit the team and wrote a letter to the team and all that crap? So apparently, this Falcons fan, Harlan Shackelford, said, today was the last straw. Please respect my decision. I'm open to team recruiters. Thank you, Dallas Cowboys and Dak, for helping me come to this life-changing decision. So he wrote a letter to the Atlanta Falcons. Okay? He says, dear the second-best team to call Mercedes-Benz Stadium home. Atlanta United play there. It is with immense frustration and grief that I must inform you that I am resigning from my position as an Atlanta Falcons football fan effective immediately. Following the second worst loss in NFL history, the first belongs to you and your implosive efforts in Super Bowl 51 when you blew a 28-3 halftime lead against Tom Brady and the Patriots. According to ProSwap, you had a 99.9% chance to win when you were leading 39-30. With 2:33 remaining in today's game. That was before quarterback Dak Prescott found wide receiver Michael Gallup for a 38-yard gain to your 5-yard line, and the rest is history. After years of unwavering support and continuing to come back time after time, following disappointment, today was the last straw for me. You've had since June 30th, 1965 to win big games, and for 20,171 days, you have failed to do so. 20,171 days. In my 28th year of existence, I have decided to no longer embrace the suck. It is not me. It is absolutely, definitively you. Thank you for nothing except cheap game day tickets due to the constant mediocrity you've continued to produce, failing to ever start the season as NFL champs. Thanks to you, I have learned a lot about the value of patience and humbling my expectations. I know you will probably write back and tell me the door is always open to return, but let's be honest. We both know that's because you don't know how to close anything. Never again, Harlan Shackelford. Now, I will do the same thing I did to Dolphin fans a couple of weeks ago. Harlan Shackelford is full of crap, okay? Harlan Shackelford will come back and be a Falcons fan the day they make another run, the day they're playing well, he'll get back on the bandwagon again. That's what it is. But I also want to throw this out. That's a 28-year-old dude, okay? So is that like a millennial, not a Generation Z? Is that what that is? Is a 28-year-old a millennial? I think, right? That's what a millennial does. And that's why, you know, a couple weeks ago when a Dolphin, oh, if they do this again, I'm going to quit the team. I'm not going to be a fan. And remember, I had that segment a couple weeks back, and I told that fan then, and I'll tell you now, you're all full of crap. Okay? You're all going to come back. You're all going to follow your teams. You're all going to deal with, you know, the losing. You'll come back because there's good times and there's bad times. And while the Falcons, you know, he's only 28, but in 28 years, they've done more than the Dolphins. They've been to, what, a couple Super Bowls in 28 years? Right? The Dirty Birds and that one, right? I know they lost them both. But they've been to a couple Super Bowls the last 28 years. The Dolphins haven't. Right? And we're still here. And that's something that I think mostly will happen with a young fan base. A young fan base that is just not used to actually being loyal, not actually being true to your team. And you can complain, you can bitch, you can point fingers, you can get frustrated, but you're not a fan if you quit. You know what I mean? So Harlan Shackelford, dude, you're 28 years old. You know what I mean? What about a Lions fan that's 50 and 60 and 70 years old? Dude, they haven't won since a guy named Long in 1950. That's 70 years ago. Okay? 70 years ago, Chuck Long led the Lions to a championship. So you're supposed to quit as a Lions fan? Oh, get the hell out of here. Give me a break, dude. I get it, man. We all can't have the Patriots run in six championships. We all can't be Lakers fans and Celtics fans and Yankees fans. I get it. I know, but if you're a fan, you're a fan, dude. You stick through the good, you stick through the bad. And that Falcons fan can't complain more than a Lions fan. Can't complain more than a Browns fan. I mean, give me a break, dude. There's plenty of teams that have had. The Cubs went 100 years plus without a championship. The Red Sox went 100 plus years without a championship. And that little bitch, Harlan Shackelford, is complaining at 28 years old. Oh, get the hell out of here, dude. You and your weak sauce. And all these fans that are, oh, I'm just going to quit my team. Well, then get the hell out, dude. Give me a break. We can all complain and bitch. But eventually, you got to stick with your team, man. That's what it's all about. I would laugh at some fans, right? Because the before, obviously, Miami Car Credit. What the hell are they calling me for? What the hell is that?
You know, there's certain fans around the U.S. and everywhere basketball saying, man, I wish we were like Miami.
Right.
Okay? We are one of those teams, man. We are.
I mean, give me a break. Oh, what do you mean? Like, what?
The Heat. Like, you know, being a winning franchise. Whenever I think of the Dolphins, man, I can remember us being at the playoff game against the Chargers, and it's in the rain, and we win, and we're one game away from getting the AFC championship, and we're complaining that we're one and out and maybe get to the second round and we're out.
We're complaining that Shula can only get us to the first round.
Be careful what you complain about, because I think back, man, and like we were complaining every year about, oh, we only got this far in the playoffs. Yeah. It could be a lot worse always.
Yeah. So I saw that and I just laugh at the clown. I just do, bro, because, I mean, the Panthers break my heart every year. You think I'm going to stop being a Panthers fan? You think I'm going to stop watching the Panthers? I was disgusted with Dale Talon already. But that doesn't mean I'm going to stop rooting for the Panthers. And I used to laugh at Dolphin fans because before Chris Greer took over with Flores last year, the last 20 years, I have killed the Dolphins. I have fried the Dolphins over and over again. But then I get that loser Dolphin fan. Uh-oh, you're not a fan. You hate the team. You want them to lose. No, idiot. I'm just telling you they're losers. That's all. I love them, but they're losers. It's not that I want them to lose. What do you want me to tell you? And then whenever I see any of those that complain again, I go, so what happened the last 20 years? Was I wrong? Well, no, but you were negative. And no, dude, I was being honest. You can't handle the honesty. I'm sorry. You know, I feel bad for you because, you know, you obviously love being lied to.